And that's a yes, yes, yes for Harley Jones. She hits the three ball with 6:43 left to play first quarter. Chillicothe leads it 5-2. A deuce to start it from Keithley. A three ball there from Jones. Running one-hander doesn't fall for Kim Green from the high post. Rebound lost out of bounds by LeBlanc. Pinkelman couldn't control it before losing it out of bounds, and Chillicothe will inbound it. Lady Hornets lead at 5-2, a minute and a half deep into the ball game. Harley Jones across the timeline. They work it over to Keithley, right wing Trey Hunter. Keithley doesn't get it to fall. Jones stick back is fouled. Gets her own rebound, flips it back out. And they set it up one more time. Chillicothe leading 5-2, 6:07 left to play in the first quarter. Keithley now works it left side up top to Jones. Hands it to Liberty Cox. Right side to Hibner. Jordan Hibner looks off a tray up top. Kennedy Keeper wants to shoot from up top. To get a low post. That opens up the old inside-outside game. Jordan Hibner with an opportunity. Didn't get it to fall from right wing Trey. Rebound LeBlanc. Chillicothe lead is 5-2. 5:40 left to play first quarter. Across the timeline, right wing for LeBlanc is Kim Green. Green on the right side. Gets it up top. Three-pointer. No, doesn't fall from top of the key for Smith, Julianne Smith, who has the only 2 points for LeBlanc. Across the timeline, Jones over to Keithley, and Keithley bobbles it and just loses it out of bounds. And it's still a 5-2 ball game. LeBlanc patiently brings it across the timeline. Bridget Lehman exchanging hands with each dribble. Hornet student bodies, Chowning defense on the far side. Up top, Bridget Lehman goes circle left to Kim Green. Green for LeBlanc, up top to Reese Robertson, the freshman. Lehman well behind the three-point arc, won't shoot from there. Robertson tries to dish it inside to Smith, but stolen, controlled by Kennedy Keeper. Keeper stepped in front of Smith, saw what was happening, and good defensive effort by the junior, Kennedy Keeper. Around the horn we go with Chillicothe. Liberty Cox up top, right side. Hibner turns down the three-point opportunity, hands it to Keithley. Left side now, Harley Jones. Keeper dribbles a couple of steps, and they send it back out. Hibner on the three-point line, a long-range deuce, not there. Keeper gets a weak side rebound, fires it out to Harley Jones. Right side this time, it's a three-ball for Hibner, and that one doesn't fall. Rebound lost out of bounds by Chillicothe. Still 5-2. Had a lot of excitement in the opening 40 seconds. Each team scored in the first 40 seconds, and we've been in a little bit of a drought the last couple of minutes. And I said Chillicothe lost it out of bounds. It's actually Chillicothe's ball. They work it inside to Liberty Cox. Cox rolls it around the rim and drops it in. And it's a 7-2 lead. Chillicothe with 3:46 left to play. Kind of a low-scoring first quarter so far. Bridget Lehman across the timeline for LeBlanc. Left wing. Drive hits the rope that pulls the basketball goal up. That's considered out of bounds. And shot doesn't count for LeBlanc. Did go in anyway, but considered out of bounds. So Chillicothe with an opportunity, 7-2. Chillicothe's lead with 3:26 left in the first. Hibner over to Jones. Quick feed into Keeper. Keeper splits three defenders and gets it to fall with an underhand scoop shot. Keeper gives Chillicothe a 7-point lead, 3:12 left to play. That was nice. A dribble step around one defender, split the other two defenders, and underhanded it up and in. Right side, Robertson gets it to Lehman at the 3-point line. Lehman gets it back, top of the key, left wing to Robertson. Tries to feed it into Smith. Good defense there by Liberty Cox to force their turnover. They get it down court to Hunter Keithley. Around the horn we go. Get it back to Hunter now. Up top to Hibner. Right side, Jones. Harley Jones holds it. Kiefer circle right. Cross court to Hibner. Feed into Kiefer. Kiefer draws the crowd. She sees Hunter Keithley from the corner of her eye, and Hunter Keithley gets the points with the assist by Kennedy Keeper. It's a 9-point lead. Timeout taken by LeBlanc. We're back in 30 seconds. Chillicothe leading 11-2. This is KCHI. LeBlanc took a timeout to talk about a couple of defensive assignments, I suspect, and an offensive play or two. 11-2, your score. Chillicothe leading. Led 2-0. Tied up then by LeBlanc. Since then, it's been all Chillicothe. Lady Hornets wanting to work on a little bit of a press. Bridget Lehman backcourt to Kim Green. Back to Lehman, shy of the timeline. Tipped by Maggie Papp. Safe from going out of bounds by Lehman right into Chillicothe's hands. They get her down court to Papp and a quick bucket off the press. Maggie Papp gives Chillicothe an 11-point lead. Smith turns around and sees Keithley right in her face, and Hunter Keithley called for the contact foul. First foul on Chillicothe. 13-2, Lady Hornets with the lead. Katie Trout is also in the game for Chillicothe following that timeout. And Chillicothe sets it up, or LeBlanc sets it up top, right wing to Lehman. Up top, tied to go inside, but intercepted by Hunter Keithley. Keithley races down court, lays it up and in. Hunter Keithley, her third bucket tonight. And it's all Chillicothe. Maddie Graham will check into the next opportunity. And there's a steal by Keithley again back court. She is fouled from behind on the shot. And she'll get a chance to shoot some free throws. Kim Smith with the first. I'm sorry, Julianne Smith. Kim Smith was from Chillicothe a few years back. Hunter Keithley, first one is in. She's got seven. Also checking in for Kennedy Keefer. LeBlanc is number five, Libby Weddle. Second free throw is a miss for Hunter Keithley. Scramble for the rebound, results in a whistle. 13, and Maggie Papp called for her foul. First foul, second team foul. Chillicothe still pressing. Pressing back court. Kim Green. I'll get my lips working here. Too much good popcorn. Pass stolen by Trout. They work it down to Papp, and Papp with a quick two. Off the assist by Trout. And it's an 18-2 lead. 16-point lead. Lost out of bounds by, now they say, off of Kim Green, and she looked shockingly, thought it was off of Hunter Keithley, but under a minute to play, first quarter, 18-2, Chillicothe working on a couple of things here against LeBlanc. Inbounds pass goes to Keithley. She lobs it inside to Papp, and Papp will go to the line. Tessa Pinkelman with her first, third team foul. Two team fouls on Chillicothe. 18-2, Lady Hornets on a 16-0 run. First one no good for Maggie Papp. First trip to the line for Papp. Gaston at the line now for Chillicothe. In for Keithley. Papp makes one out of two. She's got five, and it's a 17-point lead. Chillicothe backs off the press, across the timeline. They give it to Julianne Smith, running one-hander in the paint. Papp with a rebound after Smith with a miss. Coach Darren Smith calling out the plays as Harley Jones motorcycles across the timeline. 19-2. You know I had to use that line eventually in this season. You know me too well. They go back over to Jones, cross court to Trout, right side, free throw line, Papp tips it out to Jones, sees a three ball left wing off the back of the rim, didn't get it to fall, battle for the rebound, lost out of bounds off of Libby Weddle. Jones one of two from behind the arc so far in this first quarter. 19-2, big first quarter for Chillicothe, doing a lot of good things. Harley Jones top of the key with 13. Circle left to Maddie Graham. Free throw line to Papp. Tried to pass around a couple of defenders to Gaston, and Lost out of bounds by Tessa Pinkelman on a good defensive effort. 6 seconds left to play. In the first quarter, feed into Graham, and Maddie Graham just outside the paint couldn't hit a short jumper that time. Tie-up is the call on the ensuing rebound. LeBlond's basketball, but 2.3 seconds left, so LeBlond is probably not going to be the beneficiary of this. Well behind the arc, doesn't fall for Kim Green, and we've played a quarter of basketball. Chillicothe leads at 19-2, and we're back in 60 seconds on KCHI.